more loving.
Okay. Your brother's son would be your
nephew.
Okay. A child that's lost both parents is a
orphan.
Okay. And if it's been put in an institution, would you call it anything different?
No.
Okay. A person appointed to look after an orphan is its legal
guardian.
Okay. If you had a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces live in the same town, you might say, boy, this whole town is just full of my
relatives.
Okay.
That's kids.
You might say, yeah, old so-and-so does have the same family name. He does look a little bit like me, but actually I'm...
not related.
Okay. If somebody comes in town and nobody's ever seen him before, you'd say he's a...
stranger.
Okay. What if he came from... out of state, would you use the same word or would you? Is that a different word you might use?
No.
Okay. What if he came out of the country?
Foreigner.
Okay. Okay, I got a bunch of names here. These are just names, okay? I mean, it's just to see how you say them, so I'm going to give you as many hints as I can. It's not to see what you know or anything like that. What was the name of George Washington's wife?
Martha.
Okay. And the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
Okay. And there's a nickname for Helen that begins with an N.
I don't know that one.
And a song that goes, wait till the sun shines.
Nellie.
Okay. Will is a nickname for...
William.
Okay. If there was a little boy whose name was William, they probably wouldn't call him William.
Though. Willie.
Okay, or maybe not Willie, they might call him...
Bill.
Okay, and then a little kid whose name was Bill, they might call...
William.
Will.
Well, I don't
understand. Say his name wasn't really William.
Billy.
Okay, alright. The first of the four Gospels in the Bible, the others were Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew.
Okay. A woman who conducts school is a...
teacher.
Okay. Any old-fashioned terms that you've heard?
That I've heard?
Uh-huh.
School marm.
Okay. Where'd you hear that?
Just in Westerns.
Okay. On TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know where the Baseball Hall of Fame is?
I should. The football is in Canton, Ohio.
Yeah.
But the baseball one is in...
This is something's town.
Oh, gosh. Jamestown?
Mm.
No.
Okay, it's also the last name of... the guy who wrote Leather Stocking Tales, you know, The Last of the Mohicans, James Fenimore.
Oh, yeah, Cooperstown.
Okay.
Cooperstown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Say, James Fenimore Cooper, I don't even know if he's married, but if he was and you met his wife, you know, you'd probably say, how do you do?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. What do you call a preacher that's not really trained and doesn't have a regular pulpit, but he just sort of preaches on Sunday, you know, here?
A lay preacher.
Okay.